We checked out music by DJ Sia and DJ Style. Timmy Dimples also on the vocals. And now a techno with a put in. It's 8:37. Make that 8:38. Jacob's coffee time. But I tell you what.
Yeah.
Miss Universe time.
Time.
Come on. And we told you we're going to make a whole big deal out of this. And because, listen. Everyone seems to believe that Sharply can do it.
Yeah.
So you know what? We're going to jump on that train and we're going to support her. What is it that we need to know today, Osi?
Okay, so what we need to know today is that we need to once again stand behind her and really show her mad love on her social media platforms. But not even just that. Make sure that you are following Cassia Sharply herself on Instagram, on Facebook. You're also liking and following, or that you liked, and following the page of Miss Namibia, because they are keeping us updated, you know, with everything that's happening that side as well. Not even just that. Make sure that you are following Miss Universe on all social media platforms and constantly commenting Miss Namibia 2022 and tagging
them with Miss Namibia,
please. And just make sure that you are tagging our very beautiful Cassia Sharply in all your posts as well. So here's a gentle reminder today. This is very, very important, because this is how you can vote for Miss Universe Namibia 2022. That is Cassia Sharply at the Miss Universe 2022. It's a huge platform. It's a huge stage. Probably the biggest. Not even probably, actually, the biggest stage that she'll ever be on. So let's make this memorable for her. And what you need to do is to download the Miss Universe app. Then
I'm doing it right now.
And then you choose the vote icon, and then obviously choose to vote for Miss Universe Namibia 2022 Cassia Sharply. Make sure that the name and the pictures align. The only way you can find that out is if you make sure that you are following her on her social media to also be crowned the next Miss Universe for 2023. Honestly, it's going to be quite an interesting journey, honestly. But make sure that you download the app, support her as much as you can, and vote for her today, because she is so deserving. There is just so much growth and elevation that has happened in this young girl's life, and just even her presence in this game. Her presence has changed.
With the updates and stuff, because she's most also like giving updates every day and so on.
Like, you know, from the time that she was crowned, to where she is right now.
You see the elevation.
She is ready to get that crown.
That's how it's supposed to be. Exactly. That's how it's supposed to be. You're so supposed to elevate, man.
Come on. So we are here to help her bring that crown back home, first of all. And we're just here to help her where we can by supporting her however way we can, and making sure that she just, you know, strides down that stage and just, she looks good.
I think I have a space problem, man.
Space problem? Damn on your phone?
Oh, no. I managed. I'm opening the app.
Okay.
I just really want to, like, I want to experience this live on air. The app looks beautiful. Like, it looks gorgeous. Like, it just looks, you know what I mean? It looks glitz and glamour.
Okay.
You said vote thingy, eh?
Okay, there's a vote icon.
It's a vote icon. But it says I need to sign in.
Okay, then you probably need to sign up first.
Sign up first.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna check. Oh, I know. I see it. I see the vote one. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, young and old, I'm looking for Namibia. I'm gonna cast my first vote here. wait for it. Namibia. Nicaragua, Nepal. Oh, this is.
She hot? I'm kidding.
Dude, this girl
Wait, who are you looking at?
This girl is hot, bro.
Let me see.
Oh, my word.
Wait, who's this snack? What is happening?
Do you see that skin? The skin tone.
She, you know what?
Like the hair.
At this point, Sharply doesn't even look like one of us.
This girl looks like from, like, outer space or something.
She looks amazing.
Yeah, I know, I'm voting.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so NSK is busy voting right now. Here's some extra tea while we're on the subject of Miss Universe.
Yeah.
So our very lovely doll, African doll, if you will.
Yeah.
Did not make the cut to be one of the hosts for Miss Universe 2023. Who am I talking about?
Lupita?
What?
Oh, to host it most.
Yeah.
Our African doll Ruby the time?
No, Bonang.
Bonang did not make it to host.
She didn't.
Miss Universe.
No, she didn't. So the hosts for this year is Olivia Calpo. Don't know who she is. But then we also
don't care.
Yeah, we have Ginny Mae Jenkins.
Who's that?
Jeannie Mai is on the real, the real. Just hold on.
Real Housewives of
No. She's on the talk show, The Real.
Oh, with the four ladies speak.
With the four ladies speak.
The one Asian lady, the one black lady.
She has a beautiful baby with one of our favorite rappers, Jeezy.
Okay.
Jeezy?
Yeah, Young Jeezy. Yeah.
Yeah, with the Chinese eyes and everything.
Yeah.
Because I've got those
four ladies. Four ladies on that talk show.
Yes.
Okay.
So she's one of them. Okay. Let me show you a picture just to give you a little bit of
context.
Those
ladies just speak American English. They where can they host things?
Okay, this lady.
Okay,
now she's one of the main hosts. Okay, so then we meet now obviously the backstage commentators for this year.
Yeah,
we have Catriona Gray. She is, I don't know where she's from. And then we have one of my personal favorites.
Okay,
Zuri Hall, ETV.
I know who E-Entertainment. Are these people,
bro? No, Zuri knows
stuff. Zuri, the white girl, the red carpet one.
No, she's black, but she's red carpet at all events and stuff like that. She is brilliant. Now, this is the type of woman that can actually handle being on a big stage like that.
Uh-huh.
The other ones I can't speak for because I'm not familiar with them being on big stages like that, especially Jeannie, for example.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see what happens. But unfortunately, our beautiful doll and diamond did not make it. But here's where I think it kind of went a little bit south for Bonang.
Mm.
Bonang has somewhat made her brand irrelevant
because
she's not present on social media
anymore.
She is supposed to. No, Bonang can go 3 months without posting anything, not even a story.
Oh, this girl is Beyonce or what?
Well, you know what it is? I think she has her hands on businesses that are making her a lot of money, that she just feels like maybe she doesn't need to work as much as she used to at one point.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in this fast-paced world where we have people coming on the scene every day and people elevating their brands every day, Bonang is somewhat becoming irrelevant, not only in the world, but even in South Africa, itself.
Yeah. Also, look at my confidence here. Look at my confidence in our people here suggesting Ruby the Dime.
Yeah, no, you know what? Ruby can actually handle it.
She can handle it. What are you talking about?
But I want to call you out, though, when I spoke about Jeezy, though. And I said with the needle, you know, eyes, because I have the same eyes.
But when was the last time I heard a Jeezy song? Even?
Yes,
oh my God.
He has a little beautiful, you know, needle eyes. Yeah, and I have those as well.
Okay, cool.
But you know what? You should actually, maybe just for interest right now, you can check out Jeannie Mai. You can check out her social media and look at their baby. What a beautiful little baby. It's like, you know, when you look at a baby and then they smile and then you can't really see their eyes and like, okay, they got to be there somewhere, but they're so cute.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So, jump on Play Store, App Store, download that app, and vote for Cassia Sublime.
Register your team.